Das kann so sagen, dass ich jetzt beschreibe, wenn wir hören, dass wir hier darf, Lamed Bey, sagt der Mischner, if someone found an animal in a barn, he's not chayv taken and returned it. It's not assumed to be lost. If the animal was found on public property, he would be chayv to take it and return it. If the finder was a kohen and the lost item was in a cemetery, he may not become tamei so that he can retrieve the item. If his father told him to become tamei to get the item, or if a father tells the son not to return a lost item, the son should not listen to the father. If a person helped unload an animal that had collapsed and he then reloaded it and it then collapsed again, so he helped to unload it again and reload it again, even four or five times, he's still chayv to do so, based on the pasuk of Ozoiv Tazoiv. If the owner of the animal sat down and told the person, you have the mitzvah to unload the animal, so you do it, I'm not helping. The person is potter from unloading the animal based on the pasuk that says imoy. However, if the owner was elderly or sick and therefore cannot help to unload the animal, the person will be chayv to unload the animal even without the help of the owner. Mishnah ends off. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to unload an animal, but there's no mitzvah to load an animal. Rav Shimon says it's even a mitzvah to load the animal. Rav Yosef Lili says if the animal was loaded with a load that was too heavy for it, it should have never been done in the first place. The person does not need to help unload the animal based on the pasuk of tachas masa oy, which teaches it has to be a load that the animal should have been able to carry. Zakmar Rava said the barn that is referenced in the Mishnah is one that would not cause the animal to run away, but it's also not guarded to prevent the animal from leaving. It must be that it would not cause the animal to run away because the Mishnah says that the person would not be chayv to take the animal and return it. It must be that it's not guarded since the Mishnah found it necessary to say that he's not chayv to do so. If it was guarded, he surely would not have taken it and returned it. Mishnah said, Matza berefes einoi chayv. Rabbi Yitzchak said, this is only if the barn is within the tchum. However, if it was outside the tchum, he would have to assume that it was lost. This would suggest that if the animal was found on public property, even within the tchum, he'd be chayv to return it. Others learned that the statement was made at the end of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, if it was found on public property, it's chayv to return it. Rav Yitzchak said that this is only when the animal was found outside the tchum. This would suggest that if it was found in a barn, he would not be chayv to return it, even if it was outside the tchum. The Mishnah based on Korah's law, Yitam law, right? Says, how do we know that if one's father tells him to become tamei, like if he's a kohen, or if he tells him not to return a lost item, he should not listen to his father? The pasuk says, Ish imi v'yavivtirov yashab soisai tishmayurani Hashem. This teaches that Hashem is saying, you are all chayv in my honor, and therefore the father should not be listened to when he says to do something improper. In fact, Mara, if not for the bright, we would say that we should listen to him. Listening to a father is an assay. Returning a lost object is an assay, and a lost assay. Is not doich alois asay v'asay. And for the Gemara, we would think that since the honoring one's parents is compared to honoring Hashem, he should listen to his father. The pasuk therefore teaches that he should not. The Mishnah said mitzvah min atayr lifreik v'avoloi litoin. In fact, what is meant there that there is no mitzvah to load an animal? It can't mean there's no mitzvah at all. The pasuk says hakim talking mimoi. Rather, and for the Gemara, the Mishnah means that there's no mitzvah to load the animal for free. Rav Shimon argues says that just as one must unload an animal for free, also has to load an animal for free. This explanation to the Mishnah is a proof to a brayse that clearly says that one need not load an animal for free, but must unload an animal for free. Rav Shimon says both must be done for free. Zakmar, the Rabbanan hold that loading must be different than unloading, because if not, there would be no reason to write both of these halakas. Unloading could be learned from loading, because unloading involves Tzar Bal Chaim and the loss to the owner, whereas loading has neither of these aspects. Rav Shimon says both need to be written, because if only one was written, we would not know if it was referring to loading or unloading. Rav said, from both shittos, we can see that the Isser of Tzar Bal Chaim is derisive, because Rav Shimon says we can't learn a Kavah Chaimer, because we wouldn't know that what the one pasuk was referring to. However, if we would know, there would be a Kavah Chaimer, presumably based on the fact that unloading is more stringent because it involves Tzar Bal Chaim. Maybe that the Kalva Chaimer is based on the fact that unloading also involves loss to the owner, whereas loading does not. Therefore, there's no proof of the proposed Kalva Chaimer. So the Chaimer, you can't say that. No, loading also involves loss to the owner because he cannot take the item to the market and gets exposed to thieves. Therefore, this could not be the basis of a Kalva Chaimer. Maybe we can prove that Tzabal Chaimer is a Raisa, according to Rabban and Rav Shimon, based on the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosef Lili said, if the animal was loaded with a load that was too heavy for it, the person does not need to help unload the animal based on the pasuk of Tachas Mas. So Oy, which teaches that it must be a load that the animal should have been able to carry all along. This suggests that Rabban and Rav Shimon, who argues are basically hold that a person would have to unload it even in this situation. And the reason presumably would be that based on the Tzar Bal Chaim, then you see it's the Raisa. If tomorrow, no, maybe they all agree that Tzar Bal Chaim is only Rabbanon. Because here's whether we darshan tachas masoi or not. Maybe we can prove that Tzar Bal Chaim is not the Raisa from the Mishnah, where it says that if the owner of the animal sat down and told the person, you have the mitzvah to unload the animal, so do it, and I'm not going to help, the person who is potter from unloading the animal based on the pasuk of Imai. If Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, how can he be potter if the owner is not willing to help him out? And tomorrow, maybe Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa. When the Mishnah says he should be potter in this case, it means he would be potter from unloading the animal for free and could instead charge for his unloading of the animal. Maybe it has to be done because Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa. Maybe we can prove that Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa from a braisa. The braisa says one must unload the animal of a goy just like he must do for a yid. It must be he does so for a goy. Why? Because it's Tzar Bal Chaim, because it's deraisa. And tomorrow, no. It may be the reason he has to do so is to prevent hatred from the goy. In fact, that must be the case because the braisa then says that we would not have to unload a goy's animal that was carrying wine, which is usher for a yid, and which the Rabbanan therefore presumably made usher for a yid to touch as well. Zakhmar, the end of the braisa is no proof. And they may be saying that a yid is also to load the animal to go with the guy's wine, so we have no proof either way. In fact, more again, let's try it again. Maybe we can prove that Tzar B'Lechaim is not the right. So from a Bryce, the Bryce says if a guy's animal is loaded with a yid's packages, one need not help the guy unload the animal. If Tzar B'Lechaim is the right, why shouldn't he have to help? And if the more maybe Tzar B'Lechaim is the right, and the Bryce is referring to loading the animal, not unloading the animal. In fact, more the end of the Bryce says if the animal is owned by a yid and the packages belong to a guy, one must help unload the animal. Now, if the Bryce is referring to loading the animal, why must one help the guy load the animal? And the reason he must help is because the Jewish owner is in Tzar waiting for help to load his animal. In fact, if so, the same should be true in the first case of the Brisa. And the beginning of the Brisa is referring to a donkey driver who was a guy, and the Jewish owner of the packages was not there. The later part of the Brisa is discussing whether the donkey driver was a yid. In fact, the pasuk quoted by the Brisa was talking about unloading the animal, not loading it. And the Brisa follows Rabbi Yosef Lili, who clearly holds the Sabra L'Chaim is not there, Brisa. Maybe we can prove that Tzar B'Lechaim is not the right from a Bryce. The Bryce says if a person's friend's animal needs to be unloaded and his enemy's animal needs to be loaded, he should first help his enemy so as to win over his enemy, so as to win over his Yetzahara. Now, if Tzar B'Lechaim is the right, it should be more important to unload the animal first. And for tomorrow, even if it's the right, the Bryce holds, it's still more important to win over the Yetzahara than by helping out his enemy than worrying about Tzar B'Lechaim. Maybe we can prove that Tzar B'Lechaim is not the right from a different Bryce. The Bryce says the enemy that is discussed in the pasuk that requires you to help him unload his animal is a Jewish enemy, not a non-Jewish enemy. Now, if Tzar B'Lechaim is deraisa, he should have to help a non-Jewish enemy as well. And for tomorrow, the Brisa is not referring to the enemy mentioned in the pasuk that's discussing unloading. It's referring to the enemy in the previous Brisa, which is discussing loading. Maybe we can prove that Tzar B'Lechaim is not deraisa from a different Brisa. The Brisa says the word roivates in the pasuk teaches that one need not unload an animal that often lies down under its packages, and that one need not help unload an animal that's still standing, although struggling, under its packages. The words tachas masoi teach that one need not help to load an animal, and that he need not help unload an animal of package that was too big for the animal to carry in the first place. Now, if Tzar B'Lechaim is deraisa, even if it often lies down, even if it's standing and struggling, one should have to help unload it. And for the Brisa follows Rabbi Yosef Lili, who holds Tzar B'Lechaim is deraisa. In fact, it has to be so, because the Brisa says that one need not help if the package was too heavy to begin with. This was a statement of Rabbi Yosef Lili in the Mishnah. In fact, the Brisa said that one need not help to load an animal. Now, this must mean that he need not do so for free, but rather can get paid for doing so. This can't be following Rabbi Yosef Lili, because he was not the one who said this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it may be that regarding getting paid for loading an animal, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds like the Rabbanan. Zakhman Rabbi says the pasuk regarding unloading says kisireh. One may think that this means even if he sees an animal from far, he has to go out and help. The pasuk therefore says kisifka. The obligation is only when you're close to the animal. If it only says kisifka, you would think the obligation only when you actually meet up with the animal. The pasuk therefore says kisireh, that from a small distance you would have to come and help. The Rabbanan say that if the distance is a risk, which is one of 7.5 mil, one piece of 7.5 mil, he would have to, 1/7.5 of a mil, he'd be chayiv to go and help. A Braisa says after helping an animal, the person must walk along with the animal for a parsa to make sure that it's okay. Rabbi Rahana said he may take payment for walking along with the animal at that point.